New heading. Balance in renewal. The self-renewal process must include balanced renewal in all four dimensions of our nature: the physical, the spiritual, the mental, and the social-emotional. Although renewal in each dimension is important, it only becomes optimally effective as we deal with all four dimensions in a wise and balanced way. To neglect any one area negatively impacts the rest. I have found this to be true in organizations as well as in individual lives. In an organization, the physical dimension is expressed usually in economic terms. The mental or psychological dimension deals with the recognition, development, and use of talent. The social-emotional dimension has to do with human relations, with how people are treated. And the spiritual dimension deals with finding meaning through purpose and contribution, and through organizational and personal integrity. When an organization neglects any one or more of these areas, it negatively impacts the entire organization. The creative energies that could result in tremendous positive synergy are instead used to fight against the organization and to become restraining forces to growth and productivity. I have found organizations whose only thrust is economic, to make money. They usually don't publicize that purpose. They sometimes even publicize something else, but in their hearts, their only desire is to make money. Whenever I find this, I also find a great deal of negative synergy in the culture, generating such things as interdepartmental rivalries, defensive and protective communication, politicking and masterminding. We can't effectively thrive without making money, but that's not sufficient reason for organizational existence. We can't live without eating, but we don't live to eat. At the other end of the spectrum, I've seen organizations that focused almost exclusively on the social-emotional dimension. They are, in a sense, some kind of social experiment, and they have no economic criteria to their value system. They have no measure or gauge of their effectiveness, and as a result, they lose all kinds of efficiencies and eventually their viability in the marketplace. I have found many organizations that develop as many as three of the dimensions. They may have good service criteria, good economic criteria, and good human relations criteria, but they are not really committed to identifying, developing, utilizing, and recognizing the talent of people. And if these psychological forces are missing, the style will be a benevolent autocracy, and the resulting culture will reflect different forms of collective resistance, adversarialism, excessive turnover, and other deep, chronic cultural problems. Organizational as well as individual effectiveness requires development and renewal of all four dimensions in a wise and balanced way. Any dimension that is neglected will create negative force field resistance that pushes against effectiveness and growth. Organizations and individuals that give recognition to each of these four dimensions in their mission statement provide a powerful framework for balanced renewal. This process of continuous improvement is really the hallmark of total quality movement and the successful upward climb of almost every society or organization.